Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 9. And today we are going to be talking about NBA Top Shot and the collectible card market in general. Now, digital card markets have really taken off in the last couple years, but even more so in the last 6 months. So let's start getting into the beginnings of NBA Top Shot. So this platform started in July of 2019 as a partnership between the NBA and Dapper Labs. And anyone who has really gone through the NFT space a little bit has heard of Dapper Labs. They're behind some of the biggest games in the blockchain space, including CryptoKitties, which is one of the first really big blockchain games where you could earn a lot of money. But back to Top Shot, this platform started out with a pretty small user base, and what they were sort of marketing were moments instead of actual players. So if you were to buy baseball cards, you know, in the 90s, you were buying player cards. But the NBA has kind of changed this up a little bit by marketing moments instead, which is pretty smart because you can only sell one of a player, but a player like LeBron James is going to have, you know, 200 amazing moments during the season, so you can market each different moment, and this way they can sell tons of different cards that are all a little bit different based on these different moments. So like I said, small user base to start off with, and each moment was trading for probably under $4 unless they were, you know, huge superstars. But pretty soon, as more users signed on, these moments really started rising in prices. And as of even 6 months ago, it was super easy to buy brand new packs of moments. But now, you pretty much need to sit by your computer to get in line as soon as pack drops happen. And if you're lucky, you might be able to get in with a respectable number of people in front of you in line. But even still, you'll probably have to wait 4 or 5 hours to buy your pack. Now, there is a very good reason for this, as opening fresh packs are almost guaranteed to earn you some money if you resell those moments on the open market. And that sort of brings us to today. Now, normally I ask, how do we play this game and earn crypto? But in this case, you can actually use fiat currency. So that's right, this is one of the few times where you can actually buy NFTs with straight up American dollars or euros, pounds, or whatever your country is using. So with that in mind, this is how Top Shot tends to work. First off, it all starts out on the basketball court, of course. So with a player making an amazing dunk or an assist or block or something else of note. Then the NBA will cut the highlight, and then Dapper Labs after that decides how many of each highlight they are going to sell and number them. Now, some of the most common highlights, they will package like 35,000 of them, and these moments tend to go between, you know, $3 and $6 even right now. So each of these highlights, they place into digital packs, just like a regular trading card, and then they sell the packs on the official NBA Top Shot website for prices that sort of range between $9 for the cheapest to right now $999. So that's a huge range, and they each have their positive and negatives for the different price ranges. And then the pack prices depend on the quality of the highlight, the stardom level of the player, and the exclusiveness of the cards. So that's pretty much the long and short of it. It's super simple. I mean, you're literally just opening up card packs. There's no gameplay as of right now, and there doesn't appear like there's going to be. So the most important thing is, how do we get packs? And right now there are two ways in which you can get them. You can be lucky and get in on one of the pack openings, or you can buy moments right off of the open market. And the nice thing is that the NBA Top Shot website has its own marketplace, so everything you buy goes straight into your account. There's no middleman, and it makes it really, really simple. And now the main thing you are probably wondering is, how do I make sure that I get in on a pack opening? Because opening fresh packs, like I said, is the best way to earn a profit on this platform. First off, very simply, you have to make sure that you have an account. This may seem super obvious, but unless you have an account, you won't be notified of when fresh packs are available. You also need to make sure that you click the box when registering to be notified of pack openings. And from my digging around, I've noticed that some people say you aren't always notified of when there's future pack openings. So just do your research, check every so often, and they will schedule them, they'll let you know, they'll make it known on their website. Secondly, you need to make sure you get in the queue as early as possible. Now, one of the nice things about TopShot is that once you click the Join Drop button, you are put in a queue at random. So you don't have to worry about hitting the refresh button on your browser constantly to get in as soon as possible, but you want to make sure you get in 30 or 40 minutes early just to make sure in case they have server issues, because these times they have thousands and thousands of people who are trying to get into the queue at the same time, so just give yourself some extra time and sort of take the guesswork out of it. Third, don't freak out if you miss the opportunity to buy a pack. Now, there is a lot of demand to buy fresh packs, so you may not always get a good enough queue number to buy a pack, and it's super frustrating. So like I said, you get put in the queue at random, and sometimes if you're put in, 60,000th place and there's only 35,000 packs, you may not get your cards. But packs become available pretty often, and unfortunately they aren't on a set release schedule, so like I said before, you just have to sort of pay attention. But just know if you stick with it and you try it a couple times, you are almost guaranteed to be able to buy packs pretty frequently. Fourth and lastly, most packs are delivered instantly, but there have been some people who have said it has taken up to 2 weeks for them to show up in your account. So don't worry, don't think, the NBA is trying to scam me. The NBA is not some third-rate developer or small company. They're worth billions and billions of dollars. They aren't going to take your money and run. They have a huge reputation, as does Dapper Labs, and they want to uphold that. And I think they want this platform to last for years and years. So as far as buying fresh packs, that's pretty much the main strategies for signing up for pack openings. If you want to try out the open marketplace, making money there is a little more iffy. The cost of certain players' moments, they really depend a lot on their recent performance. If they come off of a few good performances, their moments will start to rise in price. Or, if that player makes the playoffs, or wins an MVP, obviously. But the opposite is also true. If they start doing terrible, if their team misses the playoffs and they're out of the limelight, their moments are going to go down in price. So you really have to time the market, sort of like you time the stock market. Next, moments also tend to lose value as new packs become available. So you really need to plan your timing right, and in a lot of cases, try not to wait too long to sell your packs. Now, some of these packs have increased in price as time has gone on, but for the most part, a lot of these smaller moments especially, they will lose value the longer you take, or if new moments become available. Now, one of the major positives in owning digital memorabilia like TopShot moments, as opposed to physical memorabilia, is the ease in which you can resell things. So on TopShot, relisting moments that you've just bought is super easy, so you can kind of play the market and see what happens. If you were to try and sell physical objects like baseball cards or even jerseys or something, you have to deal with eBay and shipping and worry about being scammed by people and whether or not you're going to get your money. There's way more middlemen, ways for things to screw up, but it's really easy on TopShot. They take the middlemen right out of the equation, which is awesome for investors and collectors because, let's face it, this platform isn't just going to attract people making money. It also attracts fans of basketball. These people are fanatics for their teams, and they want to buy anything with their team logo on it. I am the same way. If the Chicago Bears ever come out with some NFTs, my wallet is going to be in a lot of trouble. So, my final verdict. I think NBA Top Shot is a really interesting platform with a ton of potential for investors. It seems super similar to where the physical card market was in the 80s, where everyone was selling cards left and right, and cards kept appreciating in value. The problem back then, though, was that Topps and Upper Deck and the other manufacturers really flooded the market, and baseball cards lost tons of value. I really hope that doesn't happen to NBA Top Shot, because the whole idea of having people own moments instead of players is really cool. It's a great innovation in the space. But with so many pack openings happening, and players constantly having highlight reel dunks and assists, the really big question is, will the market become oversaturated? And I think that's something they're really going to have to worry about. On a money side of things, if you're able to get into one of the pack drops, there is definitely a lot of really good money to be had, and if you get lucky, you could have some huge returns on your investment. From some of my looking around, I've seen a lot of other bloggers say that they've made quite a bit of money in even these small pack openings. And in the worst case scenarios, you can times three your money even from these $9.99 packs. So that's the worst case scenario. You know, for a $9.99 pack, a lot of these moments go for $5 or $6 and even more. So even if you sell at the bottom of the barrel, you're going to make some money. And from one of the websites I was looking at, a writer there, he bought a $9.99 pack and a $23.99 pack. He turned that into $232 on the open market, and then he bought a $299 pack, so a really expensive one with rare cards, and he was able to find a Luka moment for pretty cheap, really, because he ended up being able to sell it for $1,600. So he got lucky and made a ton of money. And that's not just a one-off case. There are tons of people who are having success here, and it's kind of insane how easy it is to flip these moments in the open market. There's always someone willing to buy them. So as of right now, it's a really good investment opportunity. I also think it's only a matter of time before other major leagues get involved. There's clearly a lot of money being made by the NBA and the NBA Players Association. So if you're more a fan of baseball or football, I think you can bide your time and they will get their own platform soon enough. Also, if you're into soccer, a version has already come out. There's already a collectible card NFT platform, the most popular being SoRare. And the thing that SoRare does really well is that it incorporates a gaming aspect into this card market. So they don't deal with moments, they deal with the actual players. And it makes it so that the players you own create a fantasy soccer team that can go head-to-head against other teams around the world. And depending on the players' performances that week, you can win in tournaments and win thousands of dollars in Ethereum. I think Top Shot and other leagues could eventually go in this direction, especially when you see some of the crazy prices that SoRare players are going for. Right now, some of the cheapest are like $300 or $400, with some going for thousands and thousands of dollars. I may go into SoRare in a different episode, as there's a lot to unpack there, but right now, they are kind of on the cutting edge of gamifying the card collectibles. Well, next episode, we'll be talking about Mega Cryptopolis, which is kind of a mouthful, but it's a city builder strategy game, and it kind of looks a lot like a version of SimCity. They have an interesting take on their own metaverse, and they are coming out with some free-to-play mechanics soon that can make this a really interesting opportunity for people who don't want to throw down $5,000, $10,000. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter, on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!